the highest gas price in the United States. A couple of days ago, I was driving to Las Vegas from Southern California in my 2007 Jeep Liberty, which incidentally has over 200,000 miles on it. I decided not to take the usual route, that being Interstate 15. 8 million people take Interstate 15 each year to and from Las Vegas from Southern California. 42,143 cars a day pass the state line between Nevada and California. State Road 95 is much further east than I-15, closer to the Colorado River, and for most of its route is just two lanes, one lane in each direction. Compared to the I-15 route, very few drivers take SR-95. Rather than take the I-15, I decided to take the back way, which winds through 280 miles of uninhabited desert, portions of the Mojave and Sonoran deserts, an area of the United States that is truly breathtaking in its starkness, its emptiness, its expanse, its almost total lack of human activity of any kind. On the start and end of this road trip, there are good-sized solar farms, but for almost all of the 280 miles of the route, you see desert, sand, and barren mountains in the distance. There are no homes, no farms, no businesses, no gas stations, no streetlights, no stop signs, no sidewalks, no people, no animals that are visible, no road signs, no advertisements. There is seemingly nothing. The reality, of course, is that there is quite a bit of plant and animal life in the desert, but that is a story for another time. As I was driving for miles and miles along just a two-lane road, I was struck by the beauty of the expanse of nothingness. It is so barren, so much of a wasteland, so much a no man's land, so otherworldly. I felt like I was on the moon. The landscape was so haunting. About 120 miles into the road trip, I came across some activity in Vital Junction, the intersection of Route 62 and Route 95. I'm referring to a gas station and a California State Agricultural Screening Station, and that is about it. I stopped at the gas station to replenish my fuel tank in the car, started pumping gas, and about a few minutes into this effort, I just randomly happened to check the gauge on the fuel island, and I was stunned. I have only put 12 gallons of fuel into my car, and yet the charge was over $100. Holy cow. I immediately stopped filling the car with gas. I walk into the very modest mini mart of the filling station and ask Marie, who was behind the counter, what is the price for a gallon of gas? She responded, $7.79 for regular. Egad, you're kidding, I say. No, sir, I'm not. I say to her, this has to be the highest gas price in the country. She says, no, we are the second highest. I ask her, where is the highest price? She responds immediately with Death Valley. I checked with the gas station in Furnace in Death Valley, and Marie is wrong. Right now, the cost of regular gas in Death Valley is $6.37, some $1.42 less than Vital Junction, California. To put this price of gas into perspective, right now in the United States, there are all kinds of newspaper and press reports on how far gas prices have fallen in the last 12 months, down almost 10%. Right now, the average cost of gas in the U.S. is $3.23. The lowest price for a gallon of gas is found in Texas, $2.72, and Mississippi, $2.74. The highest state average is in California at $4.78. To put the cost of gas in the U.S. into further perspective, I have a friend visiting me from Slovenia in Eastern Europe, and she has reminded me that gas in Europe has been historically and continues to be higher than in the United States. Right now, a gallon of gas in Slovenia, for example, is priced at $6.27. Italy, it is $7.94. Greece, $8.09. Hong Kong's price of gas is $11.60 per gallon. For me, there's several takeaways from this story. One, check the price of gas before you start filling your car with gas at a filling station. Two, if you plan to cross a desert in your car, fill up on gas before you get into the middle of the desert. Three, in the United States, those of us who live on the West Coast are paying significantly more for gas, almost double, than those who live in Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Four, we should keep in mind that compared to many other places in the world, we are paying less than they are. Finally, and most importantly, it is not often that one has the opportunity to spend hours driving through a desert. As much as the gas cost me, and as painful a lesson as this has been, I would not trade anything for the otherworldly experience of trying to take in, absorb, and appreciate the expanse, the desolation, and the beauty of the Mojave and Sonoran deserts.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.